Kabul is under attack again. It happened right after dawn. The Taliban struck a traffic police compound, and the attack was followed by intense gun battle. Taliban fighters holed up on the third floor of this building and fought with Afghan security forces. The gunfight has frightened many Afghans. This man is angry at American forces for bringing unrest in his country. Their presence has made things worse and worse, he told us.
All the world knows that the United States and its allies failed in their mission here. Their presence has only brought further violence. And this situation will continue as long as they are here.
This traffic police headquarters was not the main target of the Taliban. They wanted to use it as a staging post against nearby border police compound, where American forces were busy in training sessions. Militants also took several cops hostage, but the siege has finally ended. Three traffic cops were killed and 20 others wounded, including 18 civilians.
It is a second commando-style attack in less than a week in this city. Just a few days ago, militants attacked the Afghan intelligence compound, the most high-profile target. And where I'm standing now is also a very strategic place. Several police headquarters are based in this area. It's also very close to the Afghan parliament. To many here, it's just a show of force.
Experts describe the timing of these attacks as very significant.
President Karzai is in talks with the US over a security agreement based on which US forces would be able to stay here after 2014. The Taliban are, of course, opposed to this.
Kabul's streets were quiet all day, and security forces were on high alert. All eyes are on them now, as they're expected to take the charge of security of their country. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.